Unit 4. Water Footprint. Reading. The term water footprint describes the amount of water that is used to produce the goods and services we use. It can measure the water used in growing crops, producing a t-shirt, or creating gas for a car. It can also tell us how much water a country is using, from a river or an aquifer. The water footprint allows us to ask and answer a lot of questions, especially whether we are protecting our water resources for the future of people and nature. The water footprint distinguishes between green, blue, and gray water. Green water comes from rain, and it is especially relevant for agriculture. Blue water is from surface or underground sources, and it applies to industry and household uses. Gray water contains pollutants that end up in soil and lakes. These measures are important in government policies, businesses, and communities. In terms of the food that we consume, plant protein has a smaller footprint than animal protein. In the Netherlands, for example, a 150-gram soy burger has a footprint of about 160 liters of water. In comparison, a beef burger takes an average of 1,000 liters. Looking at national scales, the water footprint of American citizens is 2,840 cubic meters per year per person. Approximately 20% of this is external, meaning from outside the country. Japan has a much lower footprint of 1,380 cubic meters per year per person. However, about 77% of the total water footprint is outside the borders of the country. Japan has lots of rain, but it imports an enormous amount of goods from overseas.